river on this, they were just building it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little closer because I've cut mine out to have it away separate.
So did Tom do this?
No, no. No, it's a company in Anchorage that did it, and they set a
Yeah,
well, they have these picture photograph sales.
She works at Jew Fiscal.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, and
I didn't know that.
She would know
she
about
it
at the sale.
Yeah, the museum, the archives has a sale a couple times a year because we've been in. But we haven't looked at, or have you seen aerial photos when you bought pictures there?
Well, there have been a few.
Oh, we'll have to
but
keep an eye
just
out.
A very few.
Yeah, I didn't remember.
In comparison to the whole smear that they lay out.
It was at the bookstore. I said library at the bookstore.
Bookstore.
Don't they have sale sometimes?
Well, they may. They may. But the archives has had one sale down at the Lowell Wien Library downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one was on campus in the Wood Center.
That's where it was, Ruth Ann Wood
yeah,
Center.
That's where she would most likely have found it, I expect. It would have been the easiest anyway. Yeah, we bought some photographs, but I'll have to look for these in the future. They have so many pictures laid out on so many tables that it's very difficult to get an overview.
That's the Ladd runway down there.
Yeah, here's Ladd.
Right.
Here's Weeks Field,
mm-hmm.
and here's the airport being built, the airport we have now. And here comes, this must be Steel Creek. No.
Steese?
This has got to be the Steese, I think. And Steel Creek has got to be.
Oh, yeah. There's the cars. So here's the Steese.
Mm-hmm. I think Cora figured this was Loud's, perhaps. And so you'd be off up here yet, quite a ways.
Well,
look
I don't
at
know.
The
are you sure that wasn't Henry's? See, Henry bought
John Holmes' place, I thought.
Yeah, but Henry's Douglas's.
Yeah, right, Helen Douglas's.
Dad homesteaded some of that land behind where that old trailer sat there.
Right.
And then Henry homesteaded in there, too. But he bought from John Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff north of the road.
I don't know. We'll have to get
that straight line right there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Steel Creek?
No. Steel Creek wanders more than that. I don't think it's ever that straight. Not on this map, anyway.
Then that is the start of the present-day Chena Hot Springs.
Yeah. Well, it could be. Yeah. It could be that.
And this is what, 1949. 49.
Well, it's a section line or something. It's
enough that somebody's been using it with mechanical devices.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at here. Now, it comes in here, and Cora was saying there was a trail over to Loud's. If this, in fact, is Loud's, and I don't know for sure. So I bet you, in the wintertime, they probably were driving through there like everyone did.
Well, what would this cleared land be on the top of what? This is Birch Hill, so what's this here?
That would be over on the back. Is that what's now Wigwam Creek? What was down in there, where the Wycliffe was.
The Bible people down there.
Yeah.
That little lake down there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put the glasses back.
Well, the Steese is coming up here.
Right.
What road is parallel to the Steese?
Well, that'll be the Farmer's Loop taking off there.
Okay, and then...
I don't know what that is about, where that test site is. Oh, no, that's maybe...
What test site on the Steese?
Oh, they had that permafrost.
Where the antennas...
Not on the Steese, no, on Farmer's Loop. Here, this is Farmer's
Loop.
Oh,
yes, okay. And so there was a trail leading between the old Steese and Farmer's Loop.
There was them.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, these buildings just disappeared a short time ago.
Yeah, they hauled them off, most of them. I guess they hauled them off. Mm-hmm. Now here are ponds, and there's water here, little bitty things.
It's down in all that low ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is.
Those ponds. Well, then this has to be George Dornitz over
there. Yeah, he's over in there. And whose truck was it that Leavers he was talking about that worked with George when he was at the Geophysical Institute, Al, that had property north of George across Farmer's Loop?
Oh.
The old bachelor that
got married.
Not the fellow I'm thinking of, I don't think.
Bachelor.
Fransky?
No. Excuse me, I can. This fine doorman.
Dick Shoup?
No. Oh, no.
You say? That,
no.
That was Jackie or
Dornan.
Right here.
Yeah, but, why can't I.
Ernie Gilbert?
No. Dan Hartman.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
You didn't know him.
The machinist.
He apparently worked with Dornat. He had a flatbed truck, and I don't know whether he had anything else to do with farming or not, but he and Dornat apparently used that truck to haul Dornat's potatoes. One of many stories that came out.
You're that close to where Dornath is, you ought to be. The gun sight ought to show up. Was it constructed?
Oh, well, I don't know whether that's on this map. I was looking at this map here. See, here's
map.
Farmer's Loop. So Dornath would have been on over here, probably off the edge.
Of the 49 map.
Of the 49, yeah.
Hmm.
He is on this
53 map.
It covers a lot more territory than the pictures do.
What kind of vehicles did you have for getting back and forth to town?
Oh, I don't know. We weren't as fortunate as people are nowadays.
Oh, no.
We had an old four-wheel drive international truck that we bought from Bird. We used that in the field. And Russ delivered, believe it or not, he built a back on it, put a little stove in, delivered potatoes in to town.
To individuals or to?
To the stores.
To the stores. Oh. How big of bags did you deliver in?
10 pounders.
10 pound bags.
Uh-huh.
Little burlaps or plastic?
No, they're plastic.
Oh,
no, we were having sacks. There was people back in Maine still used mesh bags, and we were using plastic.
10 pound bags to the grocery stores like Safeway and Lindy's?
All the stores. Later on, we put them in paper baling sacks, 5 to a bale. And then he delivered. And during harvest time, I delivered. And sometimes I'd have one of the boys with me to help offload.
Well, it's definitely a family occupation. Everybody
it
had
was.
To be involved.
The boys really were, especially young Russ. He could lift. You know, that's hard on kids. I look back and I think, gee. Hurt himself doing that lifting. And Danny would tell me, Mom, I just can't lift. And I'd say, well, you can't. But Russ seemed to figure that they could. They loaded the trucks. They worked in the field. They never had time like other kids had to do things. And they didn't have vehicles to go to town like they do now.
Well, no. Most of our kids didn't in those days.
Yeah.
So, but you had electricity out here in the 50s?
Oh, yeah.
Was it already here, or did you have to get lines drawn?
No, it was here.
When did you get your phone?
Well, that was quite a while longer. Mrs. Bryce got on. The same time, we paid for a phone, $700, because we were on town phones.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, Ruth and them was right over at the end of Steel Creek was North Pole. But it cost us $700 to sign up for a phone. And Mrs. Bryce was on the party line.
You're Ellington.
Yeah, she... In the morning, I had to call in and get orders from the stores. And that's when she wanted to talk to people. So we had some fights.
Well, she can't do business if you're visiting.
Well, she said I accused her of things, and I didn't. I really didn't. I said, Mrs. Bryce, I just need about 15 minutes in the morning to make these calls, and now I'll be done. But that's when she wanted to talk.
She was very political, and I'm sure that's probably what a lot of her calls had to do with.
Yeah.
Calling important people about mm-hmm. important things. Yes.
Yeah. She was all right, though.
Are there still Bryce kids on that property, I assume? I've
yeah,
never heard
some of them, but I don't know who.
Well, I've never known which one was which much anyway.
By now, they're grandchildren.
Well, yeah, they probably are, some of them. But,
is Tommy Bryce part of the Helenka Bryce?
I'm sure he is one of them. He must be one of the younger.
I think he's one of the grandchildren.
You think so?
How old is he?
Tommy has to be 36 now.
Oh, well, I would have thought.
Because he was 29 when he was elected, I think, to
okay,
the
well,
legislature.
Maybe he is a grandkid then. I never knew the family well enough to have any idea.
I never did either.
So were they also farmers out here?
They had hay.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like gentlemen farmers.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
ran a sawmill in Florida
mm-hmm.
and took bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And because they had taken bankruptcy, the local banks got wind of this. And what they wanted to do was get the federal grant to put up a...
Bryce's
yeah. to put up a kiln to dry lumber so that they could, this local lumber was, as we used to say, it was pond dry. And the banks didn't want any part of it because of the, and so that's where I got in the middle of it that time when they had one of these committees set up that the Chamber of Commerce wanted to get something brought into the community. And the Bryces claimed to have enough figures to show that a 250 board foot kill was just what this community needed. And so I was told, go get the figures from Bryces and turn them into the government and see. And Helenka was playing games. She would not release any. I don't know how many times, and one evening she got up, went over and pulled out this steel drawer file and say something and then push it back in and come, Mr. George, how about a drink? Come.
Frustration building all the time.
She didn't like me at all. She must have found out I was Republican in the first place. And then one time an election down there in old Seacon's old place, she fell down in front of the place. I didn't know anything about it.
Outside of the building?
Yeah. I didn't know anything about it. And she came in, and I was talking to somebody, and I laughed at what somebody said. She thought I was laughing at She said, well, that's nice, you laughed. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I was talking to so-and-so. Man. We just didn't have nothing to do with him. Danny, they have a swimming pool over there. Danny, for several years, went over and filled water up the swimming pool.
Well, that must have been unique, having a swimming pool in the area.
I don't know.
I mean, gosh, you had just a couple swimming pools in town.
Well,
and then
this
somebody
was
would
fairly
have...
late.
Yeah.
When did Bryce's come out? You know, buy that property.
You mean Bryce in the Hills?
Yeah, I mean Bryce in the Hills,
yes. I've been over there when Mira and Ath. I never went over there when Bryce's were there.
Yeah. Last time I remember being there was when Mira and Ath was selling out, and we went over to see what they had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've been in there since. No reason. no reason to.
So, getting back to being a homesteader out here, did you have cows? Did you have horses?
Oh, no.
Chickens?
Dogs?
We
had a calf, the boys.
Calf?
Russ got a calf from Marvin Bushy for the boys. Because they wanted one. But they never took care of it, put it in the root cellar. And Russ had some windows in there. And one day I heard this calf, and I went out. And it got out. I was there alone. How do I get this calf in? I tried to lift him, tried to push him in the back and everything. And I called Bert. I asked him if he'd come down. He came down. He laughed. I said, Julie, you do it like this. And he did. But we had pigs, Rusty. Young Russ had pig, an old sow, and then had little ones, and they had birds, you know, like quail and things like that.
Raising them?
Yeah.
And then they used it for food?
No, they wouldn't. When we killed that calf, they wouldn't eat it.
It had a name, right?
Yeah.
Was looking at them every time.
Yeah.
So what'd you finally do with the meat?
I don't remember.
Gave it to the neighbors.
I don't remember. Just like a lot of kids were that way, wouldn't eat what they raised.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Less of the whole, you know, a lot of it.
Harder to that way about cabbage and a lot of things.
Yeah, they're right. Yeah.
I think it's interesting that you raised celery and Cora said she raised carrots. And my limited exposure of gardening in Alaska, carrots are a sometime proposition, but celery, I mean, I've thrown a lot of money down the garbage disposal trying to raise celery. What is your secret for raising celery commercially?
The plants when we bought them were about this high.
About 6 inches high.
Yeah, and we used this machine to plant. It's just like they used to plant tobacco in the South. I've got
then you fill up around them to turn it white, or didn't you worry about bleaching?
No, it went from this machine.
Oh, the machine did that for you. Okay, that makes some sense, yeah.
And it's sweet.
Bert and I sat in the back of that thing planting, and he had a plant upside down ready to put it in.
But this was sweet celery, it wasn't all leaf? You know, today I've tried celery and all I get is leaves. I never get stalks.
I don't.
No, if it grew right, I bet it was sweet because everything here is sweeter than outside.
Was there anybody else growing celery in the area competitively that you can think of?
I don't know. I don't remember to tell you the truth.
I have to ask.
I forgot a lot of things.
It's been a while.
You guys probably remember everything, don't you?
Yeah. Sure I do.
I will testify that even I, in my late 50s, am practicing getting old, so I forget something at least once
You're
a day.
You're practicing?
I wouldn't want to get there and not know how to forget.
I hate that when I see somebody and I know that.
Oh, yes.
And I can't think of their name. It's terrible.
Yeah, this happened to me just the other day out at tax. We went out to have supper. Lady walked in, and she finally kind of realizes. Says, "I'm Mary." I said, "Well, yes. I mean," and then I could think of her last name. I didn't need to, and it was about 4 days later. I read somebody's name was Huddle, Mary Huddle.
Mary Huddle.
That was her name. I don't think I ever would have remembered it otherwise. Oh, jeez, it's awful. I think you just have to admit it and say, I know I don't know you, but I can't remember your name. Get over the embarrassment.
Ruth was the first one I worked elections for.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
A long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, and some of those were pretty... Oh, you weren't at the one where you were. We had the election in the paint shop down there in the corner of Farmer's Loop and the old Stees. Remember, there was a Quonset hut in there for a while. There was somebody's paint.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't think you were there.
No, maybe I wasn't.
That was Jane, and I've got the name.
Then we went up to Jane's, too.
Yeah, that was later. Well, this was
Jane who?
Jane Bushy on the old Stees. Well, this was a time when Skip Cook, Dennis Cook, I think that was Skip, was the election supervisor locally. Supposed to take care of everything. Well, he didn't get us any heat. There was a furnace in this place, but this was October, November? Well, one of them was November anyway. So we got there and there was no heat in the place. We were holding pens under our arms so they'd write until one of the husbands brought us a little electric heater, which helped a little bit. And then about midday, well, we ended up with a space heater, didn't we? We finally got a space heater, and you know what they're like. You have to keep the windows open to vent the exhaust.
Was there a bathroom in
here? There was no bathroom. We had an in bucket and an out bucket. We had a bucket of water to make coffee, and then another bucket
to take out.
Oh, Janet Bunberg, I think, was in on that. Did you know her? She was over off the old Stees.
I remember the trailer court over from the old Stees. Remember, we had elections up
there. Yeah,
ahead.
We had there.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that is.
Birchnell, that was loud. Yeah.
Was that up by where the golf course is?
No, it's right down here.
On the old Stees.
On the old Stees.
Yeah. What in relationship to
there's
what?
There's still a trailer court there. Was the last I knew.
Past Curry's Corner, going out. The
yeah,
old
not very far past Curry's, mm-hmm. though. Within the next.
So towards town.
No, the other way.
When you come out the old Stees and you approach the Chena Hot Springs Road and it goes up the hill,
yes,
we'll go straight. And if you go up there about a quarter of a mile, there is a, on the right hand side is a.
Okay, on the right hand side.
Yeah, right hand. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of up above the road a little bit.
Yep, we used their, what was this, a recreation hall or a. A community building.
Well, that's
like
not
that.
Too far from that, what they call the farthest north golf course. They're off.
It's off a little farther up. Yeah.
It's up a little further north.
And it's on the other side.
Yes, across the street.
That was a good place. Well, and then at Bushy's, you must have.
Yeah. And then at down where the somebody has a garage in there now, where you go down in the post office on the left hand side.
Well, Catholic's place one time.
Across the road. It was across the road from there because we had to go to Casalix to go to the bathroom.
I don't know. Maybe I was
on
that one because I don't
two
remember.
Years.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. Casalix garage, I thought we used once.
And Florida thinks it has trouble.
We were a lot of different places. Huh?
But I was remembering at Bushy's. Oh no, wait, that was the way. That's when Skip Cook was involved.
Yeah,
and he didn't get us a ballot box. And Bushy's had a clean, unused garbage can, and we taped paper over the top of it. And this was when we were voting on whether or not to have a borough. And a lot of the voters thought that was highly appropriate, that they were putting their ballot in a garbage can.
And at that trader court, Joe Boger and his wife came
that's
in.
Right. That's
something
right.
happened. I forget what it was. And I was a nervous wreck.
Yeah, that had to do with,
I shouldn't have let her vote because she wasn't on the registry.
Yeah, that was
time.
It, and he...
And I let her do it.
Right.
Well, I was running out of the place.
Mm.
I said, Mrs. Volker, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have let you vote. And I thought, oh boy, this will get the newspapers and everything.
You'll be on the front page, huh?
As I remember, we immediately, as soon as we could, got on the phone and told him what had happened, and I don't know if anything came of it, probably nothing. Yeah, she wasn't a property owner. You had to be
a property owner
or something. And she wasn't legally, wasn't on the deeds or something, but Joe was pushing it. And she was too. Yeah, I remember that.
Many places were. You know, I worked up to about five years ago.
I know. You kept saying you were going to quit.
Up to about 5 years ago. I said, Carol, you're going to take over, aren't you? She says, no, I don't want to. I said, then you're going to have some of these people you're going to be working for.
She says, I guess I will.
Because she knew more about it than
Which
the
one
other.
Is Carol now?
Carol Parker. You know her.
Well,
native lady.
Yes, I'm sure I know her face, but I've never known her name.
Carol.
Carol Parker. Where does she live?
Right over there in the subdivision.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've known her just from voting. Yes, mm-hmm. she's been there, as you say, for a long time. And Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, Jackie Smith.
Jackie Smith is one. And then there's a couple new ones, or a new one that lives out our way. I finally got a pair of sisters that live out there, and one of them has been on the board.
I don't know.
Well, they're pretty new. I think they've only been around for 2 or 3 years, so probably since you're clear.
Yeah, Chena Newman worked on the election board for a while. Mm-hmm. Chena Newman.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Debbie Everhart worked one time up here at the fire hall for me,
mm-hmm.
and it came almost 8 o'clock. She says, I'm going to be going now, and nobody goes until all these ballots are put together right and the records are taken on it. And she says, why? I said, because that's the way it is. I said, that's a rule. She says, why do you have to go by the rules? I said, because that is the rule. And she says, well, I told somebody I'd meet him up at the Fox to have a drink or something. And I said, well, everybody that works here stays. And she says, well, I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'll call to make sure. I called and said,
mm-hmm.
tell her to stay. And I said, well, I just assume she goes because she's going to be bitching all the time.
Yeah.
And I told her to leave. So she never worked election again.
No. Where else was I thinking that? The old Sunday school. We had the elections in
yeah.
some years,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Which Sunday school?
Little church up on the old Hot Springs Road. When you first came off the highway, the old loops up along there, surplus building.
Mm-hmm. That's where the kids, my kids went to Sunday school there, even Becky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you know that Maranatha had a kindergarten at one time? Of course, that her kids went to kindergarten at Maranatha.
Well, what's the name of the children's home on Chino Hodgman? Mm-hmm.
That's Pentecostal.
But hers went to Maranatha?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She said there were real nice people up there, and they ran this because they couldn't take the kids to school, and probably they couldn't because you had to pick them up or you had to give them transportation one way.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be enough reason. But I had never heard that.
I hadn't either heard that.
Because Katie didn't go to kindergarten because it wasn't feasible. And Nathan did only because the Lynn Strand's and Maddie Herning kids went, and they transported them most of the time because I didn't have a car.
Well, Becky went to kindergarten. That's the only one of mine, but I don't know if it helped her any.
I don't think it makes necessarily.
Well, it helped some kids, but I don't think it helped her.
Not all of them. Not all of them by any means. Oh, me. Well, have we exhausted the... We're going to think of a lot of the questions when we get home.
Well, you know, I wonder who cleared all the land. I look out the window and there's a lot of spruce trees out there, and some of those are pretty sizable spruce. Was more land cleared and some of that's grown back, or is it just this new deciduous tree?
Rest cleared out here.
What, right below the house?
Well, clear over to where you meet the trees, but mm-hmm. from about across here is not our land.
Okay, so if it's not your land, it is Jennings' land?
Mrs. Barnhouse owns some of it. She doesn't live here. She lives in Texas. And Cody's, the fellow that just died.
Oh, yeah.
He owns down here a ways, too.
Is this good land down here?
No, it's wet.
Wet.
Yeah.
Did you have to drain the land when you cleared it? It just was good land right off the top.
I don't think wet land's ever good land. A lot of people build, you know, and don't put basement in, just put it on something, and they do fine. We had wetland over there, and we got wetland out there. And people build, they build on it, but it'll shift. Now, Danny has three cabins over here on this piece of land.
Off to the east.
Yeah, and it's one shift. About every 2 years, he jacks it up.
Is that permafrost shifting, or is it just the moisture in the land that's heaving and thawing?
It's got to be permafrost.
Yeah. You're careful about building on permafrost.
Did you have to check for permafrost when you built your house here in this
particular spot? This wasn't permafrost here. If we'd gone down here a little ways, we sure would have checked.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell by the trees.
Mm-hmm. About how far down here is your property line?
Well, I've got 27 acres here, Ruth, where this house
mm-hmm.
is. Where the trees are.
Okay, because as far as the spruce trees.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, okay.
But then we owned over there, too,
mm-hmm.
and the boys each have 3 acres over there, too.
Now you'll have to share with me. How do you know because of the trees? You said you can tell the
spruce trees.
Okay, spruce trees indicate
black spruce and white spruce.
Yeah.
Big permafrost. And little.
And tamarack too.
Well, it's yeah. like along our ski trails, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it there. Up on the hill we've got the big trees. The lower you get, the smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Shows up real well on an aerial photo.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that tree size.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those trees that big around are 150 years old.
Pete,
that's why I like this out here.
Yes.
My birch.
Oh, coming up, I said, boy, she has some big birch up here.
It's nice in the summertime or the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it.
Yeah.
And were these trees just saplings when you moved here? Is this just since 55 that you've got these birch?
I don't know.
You don't remember that?
There's a few, Russ tried to weed out. What am I trying
to
think?
Poplars?
Cottonwoods?
Yeah.
A lot of renegades in there.
I like those birch trees. I like to look out there in the wintertime, look out there in the summertime.
Mm-hmm, it's
a that green fern, and then I have one of those cutters, brush cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the boys will take it and go all along out there. And they try to get it early enough to that. What's that thing called? It comes up that green weed.
Well, see them? A big weed or a little weed?
Oh, it's a little one. It's real pretty green.
Bottle brush?
Oh, it tastes something else.
Well, I'm wondering if it's that pea, that vetch.
No.
You don't have the vetch around here.
Lord, I should know it. I want it to come up because it looks so pretty against white birch.
Pigweed?
Oh, come on.
Well, that pigweed looks kind of
like
pretty.
Pigweed.
Well, it's pretty green.
You know what it's lambs for?
It looks a little bit like a fern, a real narrow fern.
Okay, and it looks kind of like a bottle brush that has that like little
yeah.
Yeah, Equisetum, I think, is what I'm thinking of.
Must be another name for it, though. A horsetail type
horsetail.
Thing.
That's it.
Horsetail. That's it. Yeah, that's Equisetum.
That's it.
Just had to get to the different end of the horse.
That's it, horsetail.
Yeah, right.
I just love that.
Well, it is pretty.
So they, as soon as they can, they go through with that brush
mm-hmm.
cover. And then it starts to come up. Otherwise, it's got all the rose bushes and everything
mm-hmm.
in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be real parkish, which sure it is when you get the underbrush out.
So do you have cranberries and blueberries and currants on your land here?
There's no currants. There's blueberries up there on the hill. Raspberries. And Russ got raspberries from Harold Herning
mm-hmm.
and planted down here 1 year. But I hadn't taken care of them at all, and so I don't even know if there's any there.
Maybe the moose took them out like they did for me. I got raspberries from Harold, and they all went to the moose.
I said, how can they be eating my raspberry bushes?
They can eat my Siberian peas out here. I hardly have any.
Amazing the things.
And I have a plum tree. And they eat the top out of that.
Mm-hmm. Plum tree?
Yeah.
Now, I've never heard of any.
Well, it's not very big, but what there is of it.
They like it.
This is an ornamental.
Yeah.
Ornamental plum of some kind, yeah.
And the lilacs. They even like the lilacs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I swear. Well, I suppose in the wintertime they'll eat any plum. And if it's nice and green, it's even better.
Well, you sure have a nice location here, looking out here to the south.
A beautiful view of the mountain. It was hot in here, though, today. That's why it's full of lime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's awful. It gets awful hot, but I bought air conditioner, and the boys who put it in that window there, and I shut it all up because I can't stand the heat. That fan probably bothered you, and I got that fan going.
Mm-hmm.
In my bedroom, I have two fans. In the office, I have one fan. I just can't stand the heat. That's all there is to it.
Well, boy, the way the sun's beating in these days, it's going to be hot from now on.
But even in the wintertime, when people come in, I was going to tell you yesterday, or when I talked to you, to bring a sweater because I like it cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. My grandkids come. They've got all the things off the couch, bundled up.
Saves on electricity that way a bit. Or the heating fuel, if you
don't know. She's using it all up in fans.
Just can't. I just don't like the heat at all. I can't breathe when it's hot.
Well, I think you live in the right place, generally, though. You don't have too much trouble with it. Not like down south, anyway. California. Texas.
And nice winter, didn't they?
Oh, my heavens, there was hardly winter at all.
Really nice. I was worried about it. I figured it. Because I can't stay at home. I play bingo. I go play bingo. Or I go to town. Whether I need anything or not. Russ always hated these women who went to town to get a spool of thread.
What are you driving?
We walked past it out there. A little four-wheel drive. What is it? I didn't notice the make.
A vehicle.
At four wheels.
That's right. It's a car.
Okay.
We'll look as we go out and do it.
Explore.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what I was trying to say, Ecuador. I don't know what Ecuador had to do with it. Well, no, it's old, though. It's an old one. I got it brand new, but I've never done another one.
And it just takes you to bingo and back and to town to get a spool of thread.
No, I don't go just for a spool of thread.
But you would go for a bingo game. So where are we playing bingo in town?
Oh, I play it on bingo. I play it a couple times a week. I just like it, and I go.
So is this something that you've done recently, or have you done it for many years?
Well, it's been quite a few years.
So when did bingo come to town?
Oh. Well, they get three or four places in town to go.
Have you heard about these Coast Guard gamblers?
Seems to me that you were one of the pinochle playing group at one time.
No, I wasn't.
Wrestler.
I hate pinochle. I hated all those cards.
When he was playing pinochle, what were you doing?
Well, I think it was fellas playing pinochle. We used to play with Pat and Henry. We played 500 all the time. They'd come over here, we'd go over there. And we really enjoyed that. And then, you know, Pat getting sick and that, we didn't.
I kind of thought the Bushies were...
They were. We went over there and I didn't play, but they played poker over there. The rest did.
Yep.
And when the men played poker, the women sat in the kitchen?
Oh, a lot of women played poker too. I didn't, though. I just didn't believe much in gambling in here.
Bingo. Oh, bingo's just entertainment.
What was the school teacher that was the politician? As the subdivision near CIS,
Oh, Betty Fahrenkamp.
Fahrenkamp. She loved to play poker.
Yeah. She was good at it, but she loved it.
The main reason she went to Juno. To get a chance to play poker with all those
with the big guys, huh?
That, she was a good enough poker player that she was also a very good politician.
Sure, she was. She really was.
You bet.
I don't know. I just, after Rick passed away, I just thought I had to do something to have a little bit of fun. So
well,
I started playing bingo.
Yeah.
And my kids don't hate it. They always ask me, did you win anything tonight, Mom? They worry about me coming home 11 o'clock at night in the wintertime.
Yep.
And I've done it when it's 40 below. But I got my cellular phone, and I got extra clothes in the car.
Right.
And I use a cane to get around on the ice.
Well, and there are houses all along the roads these days, except for maybe the freeway. The freeway is probably the worst thing happened in that regard.
And I come down that hill in low gear. Nobody else does but I do. They ain't getting behind me.
That hill, when it was the only way in, got more comment from Maddie, who was driving into the university to go to work, and Don Herning. Well, anybody had to use it. I guess that was a torrential.
Steep one going down.
Coming down where the fire station is now.
But I come down this hill, I come down.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good hill, too. Mm-hmm.
And I hate it when somebody gets right on my tail.
Yeah.
And I told Dan, I said, I should pull off and let him go by. He said, just take your time. Let them take
far.
Their time. But I know how slippery it can be.
Yeah, well, it's been improved since we came here in 80, and my sakes, the Steel Creek was really improved. It had to be the early 80s when they widened
that.
That
other hill going down.
Oh, yeah.
It's really steep one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't notice that they changed that too much.
People didn't always have four-wheel drive vehicles back then.
No, in fact, it was rare unless you had a military Jeep, surplus Jeep. No, that hill isn't there anymore. Now it comes out of Hagelbarger. But then, you know the road that goes down to the
fire
station?
Yeah.
Well, I used to go down there. And
further.
On.
See the end of it up there if you're going up the steep. You see the end of it coming down.
And, of course, nothing was paved then, so if it was wet, it was muddy.
Oh, sure. Well, that's a pretty steep coming onto the new steep. It must have been a pretty good decline getting down to the old steep.
She has one of these. Is this correct?
This is hers.
No. We're just giving her this.
Well,
this.
Oh, good heavens.
Well, I thought you would. We all do. And
I had an old map that I used for years from BLM that had, it was just about this big, and it's been folded so many times it comes apart.
Well, we had a copy of this left in our house when we moved in, and fortunately it had been rolled. And so a few years ago, I guess we went in to see what the city had. And they had a copy like it, but it had been folded so many times. Ours was in better shape. So we got a bunch of copies made quick before ours disappeared. And everyone loves it. It's been out here long enough to know anything
now
about
when
it.
Danny and Russ come here,
they'll enjoy it.
And if you wanted to give this map to somebody else, you can go to Kinko's and ask them, they can make this, because I made some of these maps just a couple weeks ago. So this can be reproduced again right here in Kinko's for a few bucks. Sure. So it's not something that if you want to give it to the kids, you can give it to the kids.
Well,
it's
copyrighted or anything.
And, we looked for that to see. And it's up for grabs.
Well, thank you. I like it.
And when you get to looking, Yankovich Road, I don't know whether Yankovich Road is on this. Yankovich Farm was the end of the road at the time.
Joe Lawler was down there.
Well, Joe Lawler was on out there, but the road doesn't appear to extend out to his place. And they don't call it a road yet. Let's see.
Oh, you're talking about the 53 map.
Yeah, I'm talking about this one. Burgraff. But now it has
experimental station.
Yeah.
So here's Miller. Hill.
Paul Albert. Okay, well, that's Paul Albert. It's got to be over here.
He was on the zoo.
Paul Gordon Herod. Well, is this way?
There, no. Mike Yankovich. Spelled with a J, incidentally. But as near as this, here comes the road, and it goes around the corner down to Miller's Hill. Miller Hill. And Lawler, oh, here's Lawler.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a track, all right. I guess it's basically a driveway.
Where's the cemetery there?
Well, it would be someplace in here, which was a government
hill,
site.
Right. It must have been it.
You're talking about the new cemetery that's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this would have been government property at that time. What does ST stand for in relation to PLO? Or maybe it isn't. But PLO is...
First of all, isn't this Miller Hill Road?
I think so. No, because here's...
Joe Lawler's over here.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, here's Mary Miller. Yeah, this would be Miller Hill. Yeah, and that's where the road runs, you see. They show, in fact, it stops down here, it looks like. Because that's how they designate the road. And it stops there. Well, there's nothing for it to go to down here, except the railroad.
When, remember, up Miller Hill and off over in this area was a piece of land that was reserved for a youth.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And I wonder if this...
I thought that
this
was...
This is 53.
Statehood
is 59, so it can't be state. What can it be?
Well, I'm looking to see if there's a name with it, like it's initials, but it doesn't. That doesn't appear to be the case. But anyway, here's Lawler over here. And...
Well, you came
so
to get to Lawler, you came up and you came across this way and then this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pardon me, this is an interesting USSR.
What?
M. That was...
Yeah, old FE company.
Yeah.
The big mining company
that
owned
all
the dredges.
Stood for.
Probably not a United Soviet Socialist Republic, huh?
No.
No, but there was gold there, or they wouldn't have claimed it.
Mm-hmm. See, this says FE company right here. Well, the experiment station.
Well, and then look at here. It says Chena Pump Station.
Right. Okay, that was there. Here's Heinz-Borchard.
They pumped up the hill and dropped down into...
And it said the other day
so
in the paper that pumped over to Chattanooga.
Is that
no,
part of Davidson Ditch?
They did not pump Chattanooga.
And they were correcting it, because they said that they were correcting information which had claimed that the pump station had pumped to the Davidson Ditch, which doesn't make any sense at all, because the Davidson Ditch brought water in. And I don't understand, because I'm sure they pumped over to Esther for the dredge over there. But anyway, I'm reading a book about the Northern Gold Fleet, about all the dredges. Maybe I'll find out when I get far. Oh, John Gustafson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he lived.
Mm-hmm. Right out on Chena Pump Road. Now.
We're about to shut down.
You see, the airport was in use. The current airport was in use by then. See, over here, they're just building it.
Mm-hmm.
So in 4 years, it was finished. Sometime within 4 years.
So did you ever fly out of here in the early days, or did you only drive out of here?
Well, we could fly, yeah.
With Wing?
Pan Am, yeah. Probably. At least
yeah,
Pan Am
one
early.
Time we even, with Pan Am, came from Japan, stopped here, headed to New York. We go to New York, backtrack to Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
It was cheaper doing it that way.
Oh, here. ST,
small
tracks. Think of that, they've got a legend here.
The PLO?
Public Land Office, yeah. I don't
Where'd you
that
see
one.
That on here?
PLO, well, there's a number
right
of them.
Right above the ST.
Yeah, here it is. But that's what the site, the gun site there on Henry's place was on this, was a PLO.
Well, that's public landowner.
Well, so is this, isn't it? What's the difference? Public landowner.
Yeah, right. There was a different order.
A different one, yeah. I don't see Henry's name on here at all.
Because he bought, Douglas. Here's John Holmes where he is now. Well, Douglas must not have homesteaded because
Farkas. Henry bought some of Farkas's land, and he bought Kivlin's.
Well, now look at there's two Kivlin's. Did he buy both of them? Because this is the one that adjoins his
way back there.
Yeah, that's. Oh, here's the site. Oh. Below John Holmes.
Okay.
Which is Henry's now.
And here's an interesting. Why is one piece of land tax exempt over here next to
Children's Home?
Oh.
It's a charitable
institution. Given by the state, probably? No, the feds.
Feds.
See, this is the other children's home, must have been.
Right.
Yoder. I remember Yoder.
Carl seemed to think that it was on the Davis property.
Maybe it was.
But no, the road comes right in there, though. They were located there, so it would be more likely Love's.
Love's was right at the crest of today's Chena Hot
Springs. Love Road.
Well, where's Gamble's on here?
Laura's back here.
She's back here. And I've got this marked on our map at home. Oh, they're right across from Foster, so they're right in here. So she talks about a little cabinet he built right there that had a still in it. Mm-hmm. As she describes it, a potato still. So I don't know who made vodka out there, but somebody did.
In this book, you would read about Bruce DeZula. Mad Russian.
Yep.
And working up the birds, too.
Right. Oh, yes. Well, I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have to.
Do you have any other books that are written out about this part of the country?
No, I don't
think so. Of anybody who wrote a book out here?
Uh-uh. We've gone up Two Rivers. There was.
Oh, I've got her book.
Mrs. whatever.
And Andrew? No.
Yeah.
Andrew.
That's not quite.
No, something's wrong. Anders.
Anders, right.
Oh, yeah, that's recently written.
But that's the only other one I can think of. Let's
see. Are there any people out here who were artists who painted?
Ruth DeZula was. She painted that sheep over there. And Henry had quite a few paintings that she.
Well, I understand she is now living up in back of where they used to live, sort of. That's what Carl says, that she's here in town.
She is?
Talk to Carl.
Why don't she ever come and see me?
Well, I have no idea. She was living with who?
Last I knew it was Watson.
Was it a daughter?
I thought it was a daughter.
Well, it kind of seems like it was, and it makes sense, but I just.
Well, I'll be.
Yeah, I had no idea that any
of. She lived
in
Homer, and she lived in, what's that little place beside of Homer? Starts with a.
On the Nilchick or.
Soldatna. The first place.
Oh, Anchor Point?
Yeah. We went down there to visit them several times. They had a real nice home. And then after he died, she moved. Well, they moved to Oregon, then they moved back, and she moved to Wasilla. I didn't know she was living up here.
Well, I was surprised to hear it, but, well, you need to look in the phone book and see. Of course, if she's living with a daughter, she may not be in her name.
Yeah, it may be a daughter's married.
But, supposedly it's right up in back of up on the hill there.
Well, Cora must have a telephone number,
she knows something about it. We never knew the Zozulas that well, but Carl was talking
their
about
their daughter, the one she's living with, was the one that married to that Austin, the one that shot at people out of his place, off the Richardson. Don't you remember that?
Well, no, I can't say that I do. Recently?
Oh, no.
Years ago.
Yeah, 6 or 7 years ago. Mm. She's divorced from him.
Yeah, but that might be a name.
Son.
Yeah, there's a might be a name in the phone book. If she
gets
one.
His name's Jerry Austin. He didn't want anybody on that land out there. And I guess some kids went by in a snow machine and he shot.
Oh, shot on the property line. Okay,
yeah,
I remember now. Oh, so that was her daughter.
I guess he's still in jail.
I can't think
they said he was so honoring that. Gee, he bought a tractor from Russ and he came here. Real nice fellow. We never knew him as being anything but a nice fellow.
Yeah.
But I guess
the snow machines tipped him over the edge.
Yeah, that's possible.
Hey, I can identify with that.
Now, was this the daughter that had the letter to the editor after the Kettendorf boy was killed? Remember, did you see that? She was writing, telling that she was aware of what kind of a childhood he had and why he might have...
It might have been good. I don't
it was one of the Zozulas. Did the Zozulas have... There were several kids, weren't there?
Yeah, two daughters and a son.
Yeah. Well, and one of the daughters, I'm pretty sure, because she had lived next door to him, so to speak. And
Willie was the one that went to school with Rutten.
Mm-hmm.
And their daughter, Paula, went with Dan.
All right. Danny's what, 2 years younger than us?
No, he's 3 years.
3 years. Okay, I was trying to figure where he'd fit in with ours, but so he would be between Katie and Nathan in age about. Would have been one of their grades, probably. Yeah, well, that'd be worth a call to see if you could.
Yes, I remember I was pregnant with Becky. And Pat had something over, remember where their house was over there? Snowbox, Pat Gettinger.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that place?
Oh, down on the
shift.
Oh, yes.
Terrible. And they had a shower for me over there. And I said, well, who's next? Nobody. 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 It wasn't long after that. Pat got pregnant. It wasn't long after that. Ruth Sazula got pregnant.
They
weren't supposed to have those kids. We were all old enough to know better, but we did.
Well, look at Greta.
Late in life.
Greta Rissi ended up with five of them. And I was saying to her, what's better? You know what's causing this? And she hit me.
They live alone.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he built a new house just below the old house on his road in there. And just before
down on the greenhouse side?
No, it's just across the road from where all the greenhouses are, and down a little farther.
Oh.
It's in the back
tree. Wasn't over there at all.
I don't know why. I mean, he doesn't have a view. He doesn't have, it's dark. But, and it's just like the old house. Well, not quite. The floor plan is quite similar. And I think they only got into it about a year before Greta died. It wasn't very long, but you know, he's rattling around that big old house. Himself.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we've talked to him. I've got an hour and a half of Lee on tape, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that you could get 14 more hours with not too much repetition. Oh, yeah, and he is such a mine of information. He's got a memory. He doesn't mm-hmm. seem to forget things like some of us. Gosh. Yeah.
Well, John Hewitt, Mary, you know, with
Mary Coote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She cleaned for somebody down there.
Cleans for me. She's the one that cleans for me.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. But also.
She told me that she cleaned for somebody down there. And I don't remember telling me who it was.
Well, she
has. Well, she got a second one.
So cleans for Carol Mackler, who is now Carol Teeter.
That's my son in law's boss.
Oh, Teeter?
Oh. Uh-huh. Where does Teeter live?
Well, he's over there back where Charlie Ward used to be, basically. You know, they put
that back way. I thought he was on the right hand side of
No, you turn off there across from Rudy Donkey's about and wander back in there. I understand he and his wife had a horse farm, horse ranch back there some kind of race. Some kind of fancy horses.
That's wood.
on that property back toward or on
they do?
They did. She's dead. She's I don't know how long.
She was the one married Carol. Married to them.
Yeah.
She married Mackler.
Carol Mackler.
Yeah.
Whose husband was killed in the plane. Let's see, where's Charlie? Well, here's
Carol.
Charles Ward is right here. Okay. Well, the road now takes off down here someplace. This is not true. But you wander back up into here, and there's some big houses in there. And I don't know how many. I don't really remember. Well, there's well, two or three some years ago when we were in there. We need to drive some more roads.
Nancy, oh, yes.
Go out and drive back roads every once in a while, find out where things are.
Well, yeah, they would definitely be.
I remember
McCann's
back
there. McCann?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, there are McCann's now up on Colina's Road.
Bob Strait's still there.
Well, I've been trying to get hold of Bob Strait,
because you know he's one of the earliest.
Well, he'll really talk to you.
Well, he hasn't answered his phone. I assume he's outside or doing something. And I've been trying to get hold of Betty Day, figuring she might know.
Oh, Betty'd be nice.
And I want to talk to her too, but she also is not answering. And I would gather a lot of these people.
Well, is she living in Aurora down there someplace?
Someplace she did anyway, mm-hmm. And I haven't talked to her for a year or two. And I can't figure out. She's had $2 in town, but I don't. You look in the phone book, there are lots of Days, but none of them. There's a Diana, but her kid was Diane, and I don't know.
And Elsie Day, the one that lived over here.
Yeah. Well, I see Elsie once in a while. She never seems to recognize me.
Do you join Pioneer?
Mm-hmm.
You never joined it?
No. I've quit joining things. I'm unjoining.
I belong, but I don't go. It's terrible. I don't know why somebody joins something and don't. I was real thrilled to be in the Pat night. Mm-hmm. I guess it's because I went with Pat.
Mm-hmm.
And since she's gone, I don't go.
Yeah, that makes a difference. By the way, of course, Henry can tell me, maybe you know, when did they move out? When did Henry get out of school, and when did they take over Pat's folks' place?
I don't
know. Well, Pat'll find out.
Hmm? Pat's name. Pat's folks' name.
Douglas. Did we ever find them on here?
John Holmes. No,
we didn't.
John Holmes still lived up there.
Yeah,
when Henry was over there.
So they were. See, here's Louds. Well, they were between. So it had to be this McMillan place just about, didn't it? I bet you. No, wait, they were still there when we came, I think.
Who?
Douglas's. Or had just left or something.
I don't know what year he died. I don't remember him at all. So I don't know if I ever seen him.
No, I don't know that I did either.
Well, I asked Pat one time where he was buried, and she said up to
Churchill?
Yeah. And that's where Russ was buried.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, whereabouts up there? And she said, I don't know. I never seen it. And I didn't tackle it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Your
mother just died lately,
yeah.
So if you could find hers, you might find his.
Well, I don't know. I don't walk around the cemetery as much as I used to. I don't know.
Well, it would be interesting to know. I had always assumed the Douglases had homesteaded, but...
Well, they did have a homestead.
Well, I wonder if they had one someplace else, because it looks like this one has changed hands from every time it was. Oh, that could be. I guess that's what that is. And then there's the gun sign over here. But that's got to be the property.